Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-hole.
We did, didn't we?
I know, but just barely kept it together. Man. Now, there's buyer beware there. Rough. Yeah, when buying a used outhouse.
Used, buyer beware.
That's right. Let's have some poetry.
Oh, please.
Yeah, Waddy Mitchell is reciting that great Sonny Hancock poem. We had to do this one this week. This is The Horse Trade.
Well, I traded for a horse one time who'd never take no beauty prize. He's this long-eared, blue-roan gelding, but not too bad for weight and size. You see, I was making tough old circles, and that trader guaranteed this horse would show me lots of country and not need much rest nor feed. Now, he said he weren't no kid's horse, but he'd pack me up the crick, though it was rumored he might buck some, and he had been known to kick, so he couldn't trade him to just anyone without feeling some remorse, but if I was a sure enough cowpuncher, he'd be my kind of horse. Well, when I mounts that roan next morning, he began to buck and bawl. That trader hadn't lied none, but he sure hadn't told it all, because we just tore up all the foliage where he throwed his equine fit, and I was running out of handholds by the time he finally quit. And I guess that morning just cut the pattern, because things never seemed to change. Though I showed him lots of miles, every corner of that range, but every time I'd ride that booger, he'd keep me setting tight, and I'd have to make at least 3 bronc rides before he'd pack me in that night, which would have been all right with a lot of ponies that I've known, but this roan horse had my number, and I could barely get him rode. And the thing that really bugged me and was eating at my pride is it seemed like he's learned how to buck hard faster than I was learning how to ride. Well, I pulls into camp one evening. It was getting pretty late, and I see this strange gray horse in my corral in the saddle by the gate. So I go look the gray horse over, and I sure like what I seen when his owner comes from out my barn. It's just a kid, about 16. He said he lamed the gray that morning coming down off Granite Grade, and he's hoping that I maybe had a horse I'd want to trade. See, he didn't have time to stop and rest to let the gray horse heal, and since beggars can't be choosers, he'd make most any kind of deal. Now, when a feller starts to trading horses, I suppose most anything is fair, so I trade the kid my blue roan for that gray horse then and there. But soon my conscience got to hurting when I thought of what I did to trade that blue roan outlaw to this young and naive kid. So next morning after breakfast, I tells him, "Listen, lad, if you want to know the truth, that trade we made last night was bad. That blue roan is a bad one. Tough as anyone you'll see. He'll strike you, bite you, stampede. He's a sorry SOB. It's all I can do to ride him. And if I was to tell it to you straight, I'm afraid that you'd be lucky just to ride him past that gate. Now, I've got 2 or 3 old horses out there in the saddle bunch that ain't got much going for them, but I kind of got a hunch that anyone would get you where you're going if you just don't crowd them none, but damn, I'd hate to see you try to ride that blue roan booger, son." He said, "Well, sir, I told you last night I'd make most any kind of trade, and though I appreciate you telling me the bad mistake I've made, my old daddy told me when you're trading that no matter how you feel, even if you take a whooping, that a deal is still a deal. Now, sir, I know that trade we made was fair, so during his blue roan hide, when I pull out of here this morning, that's the horse I aim to ride." So I watched him cinch his saddle. Then he pulls his hat way down. He steps across his rigging like a gent that's bound for town. Stuck both spurs up in the shoulders, got that blue roan's hair a-flying, throwed his head straight back and screamed like he's a hungry mountain lion. Now, I've heard fellers talk about a bucking horse ballet, and I've heard of poetry in motion, but folks, The ride I seen that day plumb defies description. Though I still can see it plain, like it all happened in slow motion, got branded on my brain. That kid stayed plumb relaxed like he's lying home in bed. Every jump that blue roan made, that kid was half a jump ahead. Don't suppose I could explain it to you even if I tried, but what I can tell all you folks is, by the saints, that kid could ride. When it ended, I decided, you know, there are some things I can learn still. I said, kid, I apologize. I misjudged your riding skill. He said, shucks, that's all right, mister, as he headed on his way. But, sir, if you think this horse bucks hard, don't put your saddle on that gray.
Yep, that's exactly right. All is fair. I told you in the beginning. Think this horse can buck. Don't put your saddle on that one. That's fact. Yep.
No doubt.
Buyer, beware.
So how often do you buy a push-button horse?
Yeah.
And you don't know where all the buttons are.
Well, you don't know which button to push.
Or you push the wrong button.
Push the wrong button.
You know, I can't tell you how many times I've sold a horse.
Yeah.
I've rode the horse, showed them what the horse can do.
Yep.
They rode the horse.
Yes.
They know what the horse can do. They get the horse home. They can't get it to do the same thing.
Yes.
And they bring it back and they're mad.
And everybody's ticked.
So you swing a leg on the horse and everything seems to be fine.
And you show them.
Again. So there's a little training going to take place along with the buyer.
Yes. Yes. Exactly right. I have a neighbor who sold a horse to a fellow who did not know horses.
Didn't know horses.
Did not know horses.
And not happy.
And he cheated me.
We
said, I can't catch this horse.
Uh-huh.
He says, well, okay, let's go over and let me... hands him the halter and says, show me how you catch this horse.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks up to the horse with the halter spread out like this, and he's walking toward him and trying
put this on.
And put here, put this on. And okay,
I understand.
All right, I get it.
Yeah.
Right. So there's truth in advertising, but there's buyer beware, and then there's, I told you what you were getting into.
Yeah.
Ignorance
is bliss.
You know, we could go on with a whole list of every occupation.
Oh,
where buyers should beware.
Exactly.
You know, but it's every occupation.
You pick it.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, if you're going to mechanics, if you're going to bankers, insurance agents, my apologies to my banker, my insurance agent, and my mechanic.
But we got good ones.
But we do, and it's just like any other ones. There's you just got to do your research, and a lot of that research comes through
bad decision.
Making the bad decision.
Exactly. Yeah.
What is it they say that most what good
wisdom?
Wisdom comes through making bad decisions. Think something to that effect. Well, we should be dang wise by now. Right?
You know, and I had a guy tell me the other day, he says, you know everything. And I says, well, I can make anything up.
Yeah. So. I know a little bit about everything.
A lot of things.
A little bit about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I don't know a lot about a few things.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Well, they were watching this bird in the sky, and it was making the circles, you know, on the thermals.
Well, yeah.
And he says, that's got to be an eagle. There's white in its tail. And I looked at it, and I've got really bad eyesight anyways.
Yeah.
And I says, no, I don't think that's an eagle. I think that's a turkey vulture. That's a buzzard.
He's certain. We need to end the show. Why? Trinity Seeley's riding along with us. Colts become horses.
Don't count them out, boys. They're coming around, said the old cow boss to the cowhand crowd. One jump, two jumps, three maybe more. They're riding sky high when the two went for four. Tall and slender, a young buck was he. They waited, they watched, matched every pace, waiting to see if his luck would prevail. They watched with intent the old wooden rails. They rode round and round in the old block corrals, holding on tight for 100 years bound. Many before them stepped foot in the wind. Colts became horses and boys came men with boots stuck deep in.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Do you think we saved a few lives this week? Did we get some education in?
I doubt it, but I'll bet we ticked some people
we
off.
We sure saved an awful lot of lives.
Yeah, well, you know, selling horses, cattle buyers. You know, you were talking about Grandpa Carroll.
Oh, yeah. You know, you walk into a guy's corral and start critiquing these animals.
Start bad-mouthing them.
And Carroll says, I own the dang things. I know what's wrong with them.
Yep, exactly. Do you want the cows or not?
Exactly. Yeah.
I did that at a sale with a pair of Belgians.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lady kept come up and says, oh, well, this is wrong, and then that's wrong, and that's wrong, and this. And I started walking toward the trailer, and she says, what are you doing? I says, well, you obviously don't want them. They're terrible.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
I'll go somewhere else.
Wait.
So if you do that, be ready to get chomped on.
You know, that's exactly right. We might save some lives here by telling someone, okay, don't point out all the faults.
Well, and recognize the faults. And say, all right, I understand this price, but this is my price.
Okay, this is my price for this horse.
And if he asks why, then you explain.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do that. Yeah. You can disagree without being disagreeable.
We've talked about this before, right? Well, I'd like this horse, but this is the price I want to pay.
Yeah, so this is all I can pay for this horse.
Yeah.
If that works for you, we got a deal.
Yeah.
If we don't, we both walk away and we're unscathed.
That's right. Everybody's mad.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And if you're bad-mouthing my horses, I know what they're like.
Exactly.
But still, it's going to tick me off, okay?
It's going to chap me.
It's going to chap me, and I'm getting in the truck.
Yeah. Forget about it.
Forget about it. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
So there. Trainers, shoers, all that. Right. We can do the whole deal, right?
Right.
Well, folks will want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right. So what are we doing?
On to the next thing.
Oh, we're on to the next thing next week. Awesome. So stay tuned.
I will.
Now, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Ooh.
Beware.
Gotta beware of that every week.